We last finished the end of Perek Gimel in the Megillah. I think it's an appropriate thing to pick up right from where we left off, particularly as we enter into Tainus Esther. It really would be the 13th of Adar, which begins tonight. We begin the fast, of course, only in the morning. If you'd read through the Megillah and you were told that there's a fast day, that we are going to fast to commemorate events of the Megillah, there would actually be two places in the Megillah that you would point to if you had to decide, like, what are we commemorating? What happened in the Megillah that we should fast on that account? The first would be from the very beginning of the fourth parak, that after the decree goes out and Haman sends word throughout all the Medinos, b'chol ir v'ir b'chol medino medina, la'hashmid la'harog la'abed, so the Megillah describes what Mordechai yadoz kol asherah, so we read this in the tune of Eicha, v'yikra Mordechai esbigadav, he rips his clothing, v'yilbash sak, v'efer, he puts on sackcloth and ash on his head, v'yitzei b'socha'ir, and he goes down into the middle of the city, Vayizak za'aka gidola umara. And he cries a terrible, horrible cry, a za'aka gidola umara. And he can't even enter into the king's palace to speak to Esther anymore because he's wearing the sackcloth, which he refuses to take off. And not only that, says the Megillah, that Mordechai is wearing the sackcloth and crying, but b'chol medino medino mekom asher dvar melech v'daso magi. In every region of Achashverosh's 127 provinces, wherever this word had arrived, evel gadol ayehudim v'tzom uvchi, fasting, crying, mispaid eulogies, sakva efer, everyone is wearing sackcloth. There's mourning literally going on in the street. Now this is, of course, 11 months prior to the date. This is right before Erev Pesach, on the 13th of Nisan, when the word goes out. And the Megillah describes tzom uvchi umispaid, fasting, crying, ashcloth, ashes, everything, the whole thing. So if you were to say, if we wanted to sort of mimic or parallel the story of the Megillah, this would be a place to say, they fasted, they cried out, they fasted. So if we were to fast, we'd say that would be an appropriate thing. That's one episode. And then just a day or so later, after Mordechai and Esther have their whole dramatic dialogue in which he convinces her to enter in to the palace, she then says, gather together all the Jews of Shushan, Knosis kol hayudim, gather them, tzumu alai, al tochlu v'al tishtu, no eating, no drinking, me and my na'arosev, my maidens are going to do the same thing, and that's how I'm going to go into the king. And there's no Pesach that year. Over those course of the 3 days included the first day of Pesach, and they fasted. So if there was going to be such a thing called Tainus Esther, and one would ask, why are we fasting as we enter into the Yontif of Purim? One can point to either one of those 2 days, those two episodes, right when the word comes out, and there's a natural response, a gut response of the Jewish people to cry, to fast, to daven, to vayitzak, tzaka gedola. That would be or not the natural guttural response, but the one that Esther orchestrates and says, gather together and have a specific, purposeful fast for me. Now, either one of those two fasts would have happened Pesach time. Yud Gimel Nisan, when the word first goes out, or over the course of Pesach. That's not when we fast. So when do we actually fast? So Yud Gimel Adar, tonight, tomorrow, which is right before Pesach. Why do we fast now? So Mr. Brewer explains, because on the 13th of Adar, when the war actually takes place, 11 months after the fasting that took place in the story of the Megillah, Pesach time, and when the word goes, 11 months go by, the Jews indeed counterattack. It's really their preemptive strike, first preemptive strike that's going to precede many others in Jewish history. They preemptively take out all their enemies, and they're victorious. And the Megillah says, what about the fasting that took place on Yud Gimel Adar? Zero. The Megillah doesn't say anything about a fast. The Megillah just says, on the 13th, the Jews were ready, and they took vengeance against all their enemies, and they killed a whole bunch of Persians, and in Shushan they fought for another day, but in the rest of the Medinas they were victorious on the 13th. So why are we fasting? So Mr. Brewer explains, because we have a Mesorah, that when Jews go to war, particularly against Amalek, as Moshe did in Chumash, the Gemara says when Moshe fought Amalek throughout Chumash, he fasted. The Jews fasted on the day that they went to war against Amalek. So the Mishnah explains, since we know that Moshe did that, we can assume, even though it's not written anywhere in the Megillah, we can assume that when the Jews went to war on the 13th of Adar, they fasted on that day. And so we fast as well on the 13th of Adar. You know, we call it Tainus Esther. You know, Esther's fast was actually 11 months prior Pesach time. But we fast tomorrow, because the Jews, we know for sure, fasted before they went to war fight against the powers of Haman and Amalek. And now I ask you the question. So if we're going to fast to commemorate anything, wouldn't we fast? Wouldn't it make more sense that we should fast commemorating Mordechai and all the Jews' natural gut response of, we have a problem, we cry, we fast, we put on sackcloth, we should commemorate that. Or we should commemorate Esther's Knosis, Kol HaYehudim, gather together the Jews, Tsumu Alai, fast for me. That would also be a beautiful occasion. We should join together and commemorate that. Why do we choose the one fast that's not even mentioned anywhere in the Megillah, that we assume happened, but it's not even mentioned? That's the one that we fast before they went to war. Why not one of the others, which is such a beautiful expression of what a Jew does in a moment of tsar, in a moment of pain? He cries out to Hashem and he fasts. And that's not what we do. We take instead the one before the war.
Mr. Burris says that's what we call a time of Esther, to show that Hashem answers.
I think exactly like what Avi says. So the language in the Shabruah, so why do we fast now? It says language is Kedei Liskor, Shashem Yisbaruch Roe Vishomea, to remember always that Hashem sees and hears Kol Ish Ve'es Tzaraso. Anytime a person in their own personal tzar, national tzar, when a person's in a moment of tzar, and he cries out in the same way, Kasher Yis'ana V'yashov El Hashem V'chol Levavo, in the same way as what happened then, it reminds us as we fast tomorrow that every time a Jew is in pain and in suffering and he cries out to Hashem, Hashem will be a roe v'shoimea. And I think it's a beautiful insight. We don't see that when Mordechai cries out. We don't know that Hashem was a roe and a shomea because nothing changed at that moment. We don't know that he was a roe and a shomea when Esther fasts for 3 days because it hadn't yet played itself out. But when they go to war on the 13th, the only thing the Megillah tells us about the 13th, they won. The only thing the Megillah tells us about the 13th of Adar, they were victorious in vanquishing the enemies who wanted to destroy them. That's all the Megillah says. We assume there was a, when the Megillah tells us there was a fast, but we don't know what happened from that fast. We don't know what happened because of Mordechai's fasting. Or nothing. It hadn't happened yet. Still Nisan. When the Megillah tells us on the 13th of Adar they win, and it doesn't even tell us they fasted then, but we know they must have. That's when we fast, Kedei Lizkor, to remember always, when a Jew is in pain, and a Jew suffers, and he cries out to Hashem, and he fasts, and he's a tzak, tzakal gedolah, Hashem indeed is a roya and a shomea. He hears and he sees, v'hatzil kimo, just like he did in those days. And so we fast now, on the day that they went to war, on the day that they were victorious, and then we'll celebrate that, like the Jews celebrated, on the day after the victorious war, and that's where we go through that same process, and that's why we fast now, as they did, and always to remember that when in those moments, this is the time to cry out. Since the Davin, we spoke before about the power of Tefillah during these days, they're both on the 13th, tomorrow, tonight and tomorrow, to the power of Tefillah on the day of the fast, and particularly even more so on Purim. It should be a meaningful fast, one of Tefillah and Tza'aka, to be saved in all circumstances that Jews need to be saved in. To be the Hoshia Sam, wherever we need that. Okay, Rabbi Chanan Ben Yekan Hashbaruch.